the U.S. enters the war. Germany's increased attacks against American ships, with many more lives and supplies lost, finally pushed the U.S. to join the war in Europe, which had become a bloody stalemate at the cost of thousands of soldiers. On April 6, 1917, war was officially declared by President Wilson. It was announced in Buffalo at a well-attended public meeting at the Elmwood Music Hall located at Elmwood Avenue and Virginia Street. Anxious to do their part, over 58,000 local men registered for the draft in Buffalo. The now iconic Uncle Sam, I Want You poster by James Montgomery Flagg was introduced as a powerful recruitment tool. Flagg used his own likeness for Uncle Sam, adding wrinkles and a goatee. This poster was an instant classic and would be effectively used again in World War II and subsequent conflicts. War is expensive. Realizing taxes alone could not sustain the enormous cost of mobilizing and operating an overseas war, the federal government created the Liberty Loan Program, a means of raising funds to pay for the war. An army of volunteers was mobilized to publicize and sell Liberty Bonds. An army of volunteers was mobilized to publicize and sell Liberty Bonds across the country. The U.S. Treasury goal was $18.5 billion. Ultimately, the goal was surpassed in raising $24 billion. Some of the most patriotic and guilt-inducing posters encouraged the purchase of Liberty Bonds. Messages of "Together We Win" and "For Home and Country" aimed to promote unity in a largely immigrant nation and instill a sense of duty to country. The citizens of Buffalo were asked to raise $216 million overall. Local civic leaders volunteered to create a massive publicity campaign with motivational rallies and parades to spur civic pride. At a time when the average household income was about $650 a year, Buffalo far exceeded its goal by raising $250 million. Five different campaign drives were held during the war period, each with its own slogan, including "Buffalo Never Fails" and "Buffalo Will See It Through," which successfully encouraged Buffalonians to give as much as they could. The Red Cross, both nationally and internationally, was mobilized early in the conflict. In the U.S., membership in the Red Cross, which cost just $1, was encouraged as a patriotic duty to support hospitals, programs, and canteens overseas. More than 30 million adults and children joined during the war years, including more than 20,000 nurses who staffed hospitals. Red Cross posters during this period often featured an outstretched hand and were intended to be dramatic and heartfelt. Everyone at home was mobilized throughout the war to help make necessary supplies. Many people volunteered to make trench candles needed to heat food rations in the trenches. Knitters were enlisted to make much-needed warm socks, sweaters, and mittens. Work rooms were set up around the community for volunteers to roll bandages and knit garments. Books and reading materials were collected. Comfort kits containing basic toiletries, writing materials, and playing cards were assembled to send to soldiers overseas. Both before and after the U.S. entered the war, local women played important roles. Sisters Dorothy, Catherine, and Emma Rose of Buffalo served with the Buffalo Motor Corps, transporting sick and wounded soldiers. At a time when female doctors were a rarity, Dr. Regina Flood Keyes, a graduate of the University at Buffalo Medical College, and her cousin, Dr. Francis Flood, established a hospital in Greece. Supported by only the smallest of staffs, Drs. Keyes and Flood treated all sorts of war wounds and serious diseases, including typhus and influenza. When the war ended in late 1918, they established the first hospital for war veterans in Serbia. Local American Red Cross nurse Matilda Sturzer sailed for Europe in May 1915, well before the U.S. officially entered the war, to assist in Vienna, Austria. She brought along her camera and chronicled the soldiers she nursed in various makeshift hospitals in prison camps in Austria and Russia. Among the most famous Buffalonians involved in the war overseas was Mary B. Talbert, the local African-American civil rights reformer. She was in her 50s when she traveled to France with the YMCA, greatly inspiring the African-American infantrymen she visited. The YMCA, or Young Men's Christian Association, sought to boost morale of overseas soldiers by providing entertainment and spiritual guidance. Similar support organizations included the YWCA, Knights of Columbus, Jewish Welfare Board, Salvation Army, and the American Library Association. For many young men away from home for the first time, these organizations provided reassurance, a bit of relaxation, and a sense of home.